Running an online business is hard enough without the stress and time consumption of managing hosting. Whether managing one WordPress site or dozens, Kinsta's managed solutions offer speed, enterprise-grade security, and an intuitive dashboard. With 24/7, 365 human-only expert support, get peace of mind that your sites stay online, secure, and performing their best. Start today and get your first month free with migrations handled for you. Learn more at kinsta.com/podcast. That's kinsta.com/podcast.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying? Because I'm trying to get it.
I'm just thinking how funny it is where I'm gonna be tomorrow morning and my competition still drinking down their fears and their, you know, trying to escape their current reality, you know, Friday night party. So they can go out there and party it up and everything else to find some relief to the stressful life they live in. That's a bull temporary relief. I'm working tonight for a permanent relief. That's why I laugh. I laugh on how much further I'm getting ahead of them.
Mental toughness isn't something that you sample. It's something that you live in every day. So when something hard would happen to these kids, like in Hell Week, it would draw on something that made them very insecure. And they look for comfort. Whenever hardness comes, and you don't know what it is, it may be different for you than it is for me, but you go back to your insecurities. And then when you go back to your insecurities, you then look for comfort within those insecurities. And we all look for that cookie that your mom used to give you
right.
When you were sad,
yeah.
When you were sick. We look for our wife or our husband. We look for comfort. It's in those moments you must retrain your mind. To think differently.
What if I told you this was the last Monday morning of your life?
How do you stay driven? I'm gonna ask you a question. How don't you stay driven? Well, let me get this right. You won the lotto of the universe, which is you are a human being on earth. And you're not driven, and you're not fired up, and you're not going for it, and you're willing to sit like a lump and just wait till you die? You suck.
It gets harder for anybody that's living and breathing. So no matter what you do, you gotta keep moving forward. Strong in the trenches.
You don't know where you're going, you're lost, you know what I mean? You have no direction. So for me, I felt like both of them together, mm-hmm. when you have the vision and you're able to manifest, but then you also put the work in, magic happens, man. Magic, that's where the magic is, but a lot of people never get there, unfortunately. We're blessed that we can dream.
Right, I gotta get stronger.
God.
I gotta train differently. The weight training program that I'm doing, I gotta tailor it for an 82 game season so that when the playoffs come around, my legs are stronger and that ball gets there. So I look at it with rationale and say, okay, well, the reason why I shot air balls is because my legs aren't there. I go, well, next year they'll be there. That was it.
Done.
Come on, where are your values behind the scenes? What do your habits look like behind the scenes? Come on, what kind of work are you putting in behind the scenes? Come on, drop down and give me 50. Come on, write it again. Come on, believe it again. Come on, sing again, record the song again. Come on, I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that musician. Come on, who are you out there? When you are committed, you give everything you have. Every single day, you are either losing ground or gaining ground. The choice is yours. But this time, make it personal.
Attitude goes a long way.
So again, going back to this guy here, Chadwick Boseman, rest in peace, passes away. 4 years has colon cancer, no one knows about it? He goes to the doctor. That means that this doesn't mean he's not taking care of his body. He's going to the doctor, but he doesn't advertise his pain. Sometimes it's just good not to advertise your pain. Sometimes it's good to not just tell the whole world what you're going through. I'm not telling you don't talk about it with a group of people. I'm not telling you have some private conversations with certain people. I do believe in the ability to have some kind of a form of a release. But the way people are doing it right now, posting everything on Instagram, all this other stuff, what's the point behind it? You need attention? Is that what you need? It's not necessarily mental toughness. Mental toughness people are not looking for attention. Mental toughness people are trying to get results. A big difference.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't F around. I don't party. I don't go out. Am I lame for that? Absolutely. To be lame in the eyes of somebody I would never want to be like is nothing but an absolute success. You see, it's only an uncertain person that needs company in what they do to feel like it's the right thing. But real confidence stems from doing what's best for you, even if that means doing it alone. My biggest confidence.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Comes from consistently pushing myself and leaving no gap between what needs to be done and what I do. On day 1962 in a row of running every morning, look who's out here with me. Not a soul. That's just fine.
There's no such thing as a free lunch. There's no magic pill. And there are no three easy payments of $9.99. If you want something, if you want to be good at something, you want to accomplish something, you've got to put in the time. And the minimum amount of time that you can put in is an hour a day of dedicated practice for 6 straight months. If you want to be good at something, you've got to do it every day. Like we look at people like LeBron James. Why is he good at basketball? Because he does it every day. You look at Wayne Gretzky in hockey. Why was Wayne so good in hockey, arguably the greatest of all time? Because he did it every day. And so my number one piece of advice to people, if you want to be good at something, whatever that thing that you desire is, whatever your passion is, do it every single day. That's the real secret to success.
Hustle is putting it all on the line. Hustle is waking up one day, the day before you die, and realizing you gave it your all into the parenting of your children, the building of your businesses, the philanthropy that you wanted to do. Whatever you define, it's just, you know, all in.
Well, there's a difference between something missing and am I satisfied?
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm not satisfied. I mean, I always want to build. Like, I never get done with the end of the day and go, cool, mission accomplished. Like, yeah, it's like
job,
yeah. Close. Yeah.
E.T., aren't you ready to take a break? Yes, I might be, but listen to me. I can't. Why? Because I grind for Jalen. I grind for Jada. I grind for Didi. I grind for my mother. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I grind for Vanessa. I hustle for. So the days I want to hit that alarm clock, I think about my why. I can't quit.
The Achilles were like the kiss of death.
Yes.
Athletes. Like, yes. I don't know. If I can do this, I don't know. There's so many factors. There's the surgery that has to take place. The surgery has to go well, right? And then just, it's a tendon. I'm not dealing with anything that's muscular or things that I can control. I can't control a tendon. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. It's a long, long
yes.
process. But, like, when I went in the trainer's room, my kids are in there. And, you know, they're looking at you and stuff, and I'm looking at them, and I'm like, you know, it's all right. Dad's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fine. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. As a parent, you got to set the example. You got to set the example. This is another obstacle. This obstacle cannot define me. It's not going to cripple me. It's not going to be responsible for me stepping away for the game that I love. I'm going to step away on my own terms. And that's when the decision was made that, you know what, I'm doing it. Doing it.
Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. That's the difference between the greats. That's what separates them. When they don't have no more, when it's over, when they're tired, when they're frustrated, when they're ready to give up, when they spent their last dime, that's when they get started. Are you hearing me? It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime. When you find the way out of no way, when you find breath that you don't have, when you find energy that did not exist, when you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way.
You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. All the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. You do the work now. Do the work now. And all of this that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
Unassisted, his first time up tonight. He hits that one high and deep.
Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb. Every failed experiment is one step closer to success. You've got to take risks, and I'm sure you've probably heard that before. So I had to be here. I had to come. Even though I was afraid I might make a fool of myself. In fact, if you really want to know the truth, I had to come exactly because I might make a fool of myself.
Now, fear is going to be a player in your life. But you get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying, I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it.
Before you say, well, you're famous, that's fine, table that, scoot that over. For what? What do you want to do really well? There's, you know, the old word, 15 minutes of fame. There are fads that come in and out all the time. They're very seasonal. We could do heat seek and chase them, and we do all the time. I got nothing against that. But understand that that may not be lasting. And when you are going to do something that you think, oh, this is going to get me more likes or give me some fame, just check in with yourself and go, well, if that goes out of fashion, or if in 10 years, as far as you project, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, am I going to still feel like I would stand by that? Mm-hmm. Just measure yourself. Give yourself a little projection before you go. Because we can do stuff right now to get famous that we will absolutely regret tomorrow.
One of the hardest things, which became one of the greatest realizations, is truly coming face to face with myself and realizing, even though I have done extraordinary things in terms of my own thinking patterns, that there was a level to which I was still on the run. And all of this racing around kept me from having to truly stop and stand with the woman in the mirror and just be still and figure out, well, what do I really want? How do I really want to feel?
And my personal question to you is, why not you?
And there are those of you in this room, you are great. You are phenomenal, and you're not walking in it.
When you actually understand it, it's actually fundamentally true. You are capable of doing anything. You are capable of all of it.
But I can't activate something in you that you got to activate that.
Nelson Mandela said, there is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be?
Okay, why not me? I've already overcome this. Why can't I go and start a company? Why can't I build something that's meaningful? Because if I looked at it the other way, and started to take, you know, the count of, okay, well, I can't do this because of where I come from. I can't do this because of how I look. I can't do this. I wouldn't start anything. Everybody will wake up each day doing subtraction. I look at my life as addition.
We have to decide, are you in a place where you are ready to actually shift and do and execute on why you're here? All of that is foundationally on your own self-awareness of who you are, being accountable, and most importantly, finally cutting out the cancer of insecurity out of your body on the things that have always been there by shedding light.
This is what you believe is possible, is your mindset. It is what you believe you are capable of. It is what you believe you deserve.
Tell yourself that you deserve to be happy and you deserve to be fulfilled. You will start to see reasons for it.
Ask yourself, all these amazing adventures came from somewhere. Why not you? Why can't you be the one that comes up with that next great idea?
Ask the question when you're thinking big, why not you? And answer it. I'm not just doing this motivational video, why not you? Why shouldn't you win? No, no, forget motivational, let's get logical. Why not you? Actually answer that. Why can't you be somebody that can do something in your business that's never been done before? Why not you? Answer it.
If I want to change my life, it starts with my action. It starts with me waking up every day having a plan and not just moving off emotion.
The greatest fundamental challenge in the world is figure out who are you? Who am I?
Who am I and what do I want?
Who am I, what do I want, what's important to me, and then live that.
What do I want today? What do I want out of this day?
What do I feel at the core? Because it's yours.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing.
And by the way, why not you? You know, why not you? Why can't it be you? You know, what about you is less than, that you are telling yourself is less than? Why not you? You know, every one of us is so unique and so special. Why not you?
You are unique and you have gifts to give. What keeps you from giving them? Fear.
And what we are capable of doing is amazing. Just do it. You are able to do so much more.
Instead of saying, I can't do this, I can't do that, I failed at this, I'm incapable of this, you can do this. Like, it's gonna be okay. Don't let fear hold you back. Things can be scary and you can push through them.
Now, you're gonna have thoughts come to your mind of why you can't get it. You have the ability in your conscious mind to reject that idea, kick it out of your mind. Thinking of why you can't do something is never gonna do you any good. And keep thinking until you start to think of thoughts of how you can do it.
The way I look at it within myself, why not? Why can't I be the MVP of the league? Why can't I be the best player in the league? I don't see why not.
I need you to know that you're enough. I need you to know that you're qualified. I need you to know that you're called, you're armed, and you're dangerous. Talking about wisdom, knowledge, power, authority. I need you to know that all you have is all you need.
Anybody is capable of achieving anything. I actually believe that because I think human beings are designed to change. You're capable of breaking any pattern. You're capable of getting control of your health. You're capable of launching a business. You're capable of making millions of dollars. You're capable of healing your trauma, of finding love, of doing absolutely anything that you put your mind to, as long as you are willing to do the work for it and as long as you give up your timeline. Because I do believe that people who put in the work get rewarded. But you just might not get rewarded when you think you're going to be. And it might not be the reward that you thought you were going to get.
But you have something unique within inside of you. You have more to offer, not only yourself, but the rest of the world. Know that you matter. Know that your purpose matters.
Let me be the first to tell you, there is none like you in all of the earth. And I'm just wondering if you are bold enough and courageous enough to believe what I'm saying. You are enough.
So why not you?
You can do anything.
And I think one of the most powerful things that you can cultivate with yourself is being able every single day to have a level of trust in your life in the magic of things, in yourself, to know that this moment right now is also a dot on the map of your life. And 5, 10, 20 years from now, you will look back on this moment and you will know exactly why this happened. And why it happened is it was preparing you for something. It was giving you a skill or an experience or some wisdom or a relationship that you're going to need for something extraordinary that's coming. And when you believe that, it gives you the strength to face absolutely anything.
What are you going to do with what you have? I'm not talking about how much you have. Some of you are business majors. Some of you are theologians, nurses, sociologists. Some of you have money. Some of you have patience. Some of you have kindness. Some of you have love. Some of you have the gift of long suffering. Whatever it is, whatever your gift is, what are you going to do with what you have?
They say the true hell is when the person that you are meets the person you could have been.
My biggest fear in life is if there is a final resting place in this world and there's a final judgment, and you talk to something much bigger than you. I don't want to sit down and have a conversation with someone with something that says, you're in heaven, this is what you should have been on earth. And are you really in heaven now, or are you in hell? Thinking about how much I left on the table for fear.
So imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
Why not see how much you can do, how far you can go? Why not you?
To all of you watching here, come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see.
Be uncomfortable. Get yourself in a situation where you feel a little bit about a challenge. You're feeling something about being challenged. You're understanding that challenges are good for you. Challenges are going to make you better, going to make you stronger, going to push you through any adversity that you may face in life.
But nobody's coming to save you. There's no knight in shining armor. And the people that say they will, they don't really stick around for long. The reality is this. This whole life thing was never really meant to be about anyone else. You're kind of supposed to be the hero of this story. Even if you feel weak right now, even if you feel alone, you feel down, you feel like you can't do it, you can. And you will. All you have to do is show up. So, show up today.
You have the power to do more than you can ever begin to imagine. Don't underestimate yourself. You don't know enough about yourself to become a cynic. And so you've got to challenge yourself to access that power that you have within you. You're more than a conqueror.
I'm amazing when you don't think I'm amazing. I love me even if you stop loving me. You can say the nastiest, meanest, evilest shit that you could ever conjure up. It will never change the way I feel about myself.
It takes faith to jump off of the edge. It takes faith to step into your purpose. It takes faith to step into your destiny. It takes faith to pull away from everything that is familiar, to step into uncharted territory, to become the person you were born to be. It takes faith.
This is my time.
This is my time.
I'm bright enough.
I'm bright enough.
I'm old enough.
I'm old enough.
I'm young enough.
I'm young enough.
I've experienced enough.
I've experienced enough.
I'm wise enough.
I'm wise enough.
I understand that I am enough.
Self-discipline is self-love. If you want to be happy, you have to love yourself.
I love me independent of anything that anybody could ever say. Has nothing to do with being arrogant or egotistical. It's just a matter of knowing and being aware of self-worth. I love you. If you make it to the end of this video, I want you to write, self-love is the cure to self-hate. Self-love is the cure to self-hate.
And you matter, all right? There's always going to be somebody that cares about you. And you're a good person. No matter what people say, you matter.
I love me. So the day that you decide to stop loving me, I'm not going to love myself any less. I believe in me. If you stop believing in me, I'm not going to believe in myself any less.
You know, as crazy as it sounds, one decision can completely change your life. So what are you waiting for?
I wouldn't change what happened to me. And that's the God's honest truth. If any one of you had a superhero ability where you could send me back in time and give me a do-over, I wouldn't accept it. I would gladly relive everything I have been through, provided I had this outcome. Because who I am now and what I offer the world, I wouldn't want to give that up to avoid going through those dark days or the pain I went through. I think it was all worth it to turn me into who I am now.
I think we look down now to 16-year-olds and say, where are you going to go to college? What are you going to do for the rest of your life? And it's like, they're sick. They're not fully baked yet. How do they know? Give them a break. Just say, look, I think after high school, take a year off. Take 2 years off. Join the Peace Corps. Travel. Go figure things out. Or just enjoy yourself. For the first time in their lives, they're adults, and they don't have to be somewhere. They're not told to be somewhere.
Like I tell people all the time, we all got to go through something to get something that we want in life. Things may not always go the way you want it to go, but I promise you, if you continue to focus on the positive rather than the negatives, you will be all right. It's tough sometimes. It gets tough every day, but we got to make it. No matter what it is, no matter what you're going through, just think about it for a second. Somebody did not wake up this morning, but you did. I always say this to people often. You are above ground. Why are you above ground? Because there's purpose within you. There's purpose for you. There's opportunity for you.
You feel like you're missing out on all the fun. Me too. Everyone else has more friends. Everyone else does the fun stuff on the weekends. Everyone else gets all the attention. We're missing out on a lot, and it doesn't end there. We're missing out on the endless search for acceptance from an empty source. We're missing out on the constant need to mask the reality of who we are. We're missing out on the acting like everything is okay and shutting down when the crowd is gone. So yeah, we're missing out, but I think that's just fine for now.
My life is like I'm running from a pack of starving wolves. If I slow down at all, I will be eaten alive. Like I have one choice, and it's to keep going as fast as I can, or I'll be torn to pieces. And that's what it felt like, and I love that. Like that sounds so like negative and dark, but like I love that. It was such like a motivation.
No, you see, it's impossible, and plus your name. Your name, who can pronounce Schwarzenschnitzel or something like that? No one can pronounce that, so forget about it, Arnold. This is the kind of thing that I heard. Imagine, you go from studio executive, from agent, from manager to manager, and they all said exactly the same thing. Now that's very encouraging, isn't it? But you know something? I didn't give a shit. I didn't. Because I believed that I can be a leading man. I believed that I could be another Clint Eastwood or another Burt Reynolds. I believed that I could be those people. I said, there's enough room on that ladder that I can fit up there. And I looked back again and learned from what I learned in sports. It's all about the hard work that you put in.
You get to redesign. You are your Michelangelo. You are your greatest sculpture. And you get to recarve and you get to up-level as much as you need. You're not sentenced to this life this way. You chose it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.